Hi everyone, this is Amy Kateska, the program director of Dostane Farsi Zabaneman, also known as My Persian Speaking Friends. This is our first podcast, and I wanted to share 15 tidbits that I learned about Twitter over the past month or so. Number one, don't tweet all about yourself. I've heard different ratios of how much you should tweet about others versus your own organization, but I generally follow this simple rule. If I have something important to say about Dostane Farsi Zabaneman, I'll tweet about it. Otherwise, if I feel like tweeting, I'll tweet a news story, a cultural tidbit, a call to action, or something about another organization. Number two, try to be unique. Come up with interesting things to say. Farsi Zaban, which is our Twitter account, follows one Twitter account because we have closely aligned values, but I almost never read their tweets because they're all just slight variations of each other, if not exact replicas. Number three, have personality. Twitter is a place to build relationships, not to sell yourself or your organization. Relax, be yourself, and use casual, friendly tones in your messages. Let down your guard a little bit and let your followers see who you really are. Number four, give an incentive to follow you on Twitter. Offer exclusive coupons or deals, take people behind the scenes of your organization, post pictures, or share sneak peeks of projects or events that are still in the development phase. Number five, Twitter is a real-time social media tool. If you ask a question, expect quick replies. Similarly, if someone asks you a question or raises a concern, they expect you to get back to them quickly. Number six, tweet often, but not too often. Farsi Zaban follows some accounts that must tweet at least 20 times a day. You can bet I don't read them all. 5 to 6 tweets spread out throughout the day has proven to be the most effective. Number 7. You get out of Twitter what you put into it. Don't expect to have 100 followers by the end of the first week. It takes time to build a community. If you tweet once a day, every day, you'll get the benefits of 7 tweets per week. If you tweet 5 times a day every day, you'll reap the benefits of 35 tweets per week. Number 8. Tweet statistics that convince your audience of the problem. If the statistics are powerful enough, they will be retweeted by those who care about your cause. Number 9. Speaking of audiences, know who your audience is. Are you tweeting to a gaggle of 15-year-old girls or a well-organized group of professionals in their 40s and 50s? You can poll your followers by creating a poll on tweetpoll.com. That's www.twtpoll.com. Not only do polls let you know more about your audience, they're often retweeted, especially if they're a little controversial, which gives your organization more publicity. Number 10. Ask people to subscribe to your e-newsletter. People will subscribe if you ask them to. Number 11. If you're a registered nonprofit with a Network for Good account, sign up for www.giveatweet.com and raise more money. Number 12. Politely ask your followers to retweet tweets that you think are the most important. Number 13. Sign up for www.twello.com and find other organizations who are in your area or are interested in the same things you are. That's www.twellow.com. Number 14. Invite your followers to your other social platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube. Number 15. Tweets that direct followers to music, video, or photos are really interesting and attention-catching. I hope you can use these tidbits to increase your own following on Twitter and make your tweets more interesting. Thanks. Bye.